The DNR says there were 9 shooting incidents, including an opening weekend death in Outagamie County. But Chief Conservation Warden Randy Stark says that makes for the 3rd safest deer hunt in state history.
It also is very important to recognize that this translates into basically a 1.4 incidents per 100,000 participants, which is below the average of 3 incidents per 100,000 hunters.
Stark says most of the incidents came during poorly conducted deer drives, involved the use of alcohol, or happened when people violated basic safety rules involving firearms. Aside from the shootings, Stark says the greatest number of arrests this year again came for illegal baiting of deer, about 25% of the 1,400 arrests that were made during the hunt. Stark says many of the baiting violations came in northern, northeastern, or west central Wisconsin counties, where baiting is legal and involved hunters putting out too much bait.
If people who are hunting on lands adjacent to where you're baiting, there tends to be a mindset developed where, you know, people need to maybe out-compete each other in terms of the bait they put out. This is particularly true in situations where we have people who own land and live in a different part of the state, so if they can only get to a part of the state, you know, once a week or on weekends, those types of things.
Wardens say the deer hunt also triggered some unusual behavior by hunters, but also brought out numerous examples of cooperation and courtesy. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.